This is Hashem. Today we get the schos of starting a new mesechta, meseches moed katan. It's a mesechta, not just any mesechta, it's a mesechta that the Sefer Chassidim in Simen Reish Samach Aleph calls it a meis mitzvah. He says it's a mitzvah to be Isaac in this mesechta, meseches moed katan, because it's like a meis mitzvah. Many people aren't Isaac, they don't learn meseches moed katan. The mesechta basically has two, maybe you could call it three parts to it. Number one, the mesechta discusses chol hamoed. The second large topic of the Masechta is Hilchos Avelos, and in the middle we have a little bit of the halachos of Nidui, a person who's put into Cheirim. So because the Masechta talks a lot about the halachos of Avelos, so that's why many people aren't Isaac in this Masechta. They get nervous. L'maisa, the Sefer Hasidim says it's a mitzvah, it's considered like a meis mitzvah. This is something that we'll discuss more at length, Bezuz Hashem and the Reis al Halacha, once we get to the sugyas, the second half of the Masechta, Perek Elu Megalchen, and even really a few bought into Elu Megalchen, which is when the Masechta really discusses these halachos of Avelos. But first, the Masechta, for the first, really, first half of the Masechta, perhaps even more, the Masechta discusses the halachos of Chol HaMoed. Now, as an aside, the Rashi that we have on the side of the Gemara, so it's, many Acharonim call it, it's the Miyuchas the Rashi. It's not really Rashi. It's Miyuchas the Rashi. It was printed as Rashi. However, the actual Rashi was discovered sometime later. It's what's known as Rashi Ksav Yad. Izvahadar did this a taiva, and they printed it on the side of the Gemara. But it's not really complete, and there's many mistakes, because again, it wasn't something that was learned throughout the Dairis. It's something that was only discovered later. But Lamaisa, for the most part, we will learn the Masechta with going, we'll try as much as we can to go with the Pshat of the Miyuchas L'Rashi, being that that's the Pirush that the Gedolim always learned with throughout the generations. That's what they had, and so we'll follow in their footsteps. Now, before we jump in, it's kedai to just be makdim with a basic outline of the halachos of Chol HaMoed. So malacha on Chol HaMoed is aser. It's something that we'll learn about in Maseches Chagiga and Daf Yud Ches and Aleph. The Gemara over there brings many different drushas that there's an iser to perform malacha on Chol HaMoed. So the pashas of the Gemara, it says that it brings different drushas that there's an iser malacha on Chol HaMoed. The pashas of the Gemara is that malacha on Chol HaMoed is aser midaraisa. However, in truth, it's a machlekes rishainim. Many rishainim learn that all the different drushas that the Gemara over there in Chagiga brings, they're all just asmachtos. And really, malacha on Chol HaMoed is only midrabanan. Whichever way it is, the Gemara itself says in Chagiga on Yud Ches Siman Aleph that masur nadavar lechachamim, that the Torah gave the job of deciding which malachas on Chol HaMoed are asr and which malachas are mutter. The Torah gave that over to the Rabbanan. So even if malacha on Chol HaMoed is asr midaraisa, the Rabbanan had the authority. The Rabbanan, perhaps referring to Chazal, had the authority to determine which malachas should be mutter on Chol HaMoed, even if the malachas asr midaraisa. The Torah gave Rishos to the Chachamim to decide certain malachas that they're going to be mutter on Chol HaMoed. Or if malach on Chol HaMoed, if the whole Isser is only midrabanan, so then of course the Rabbanan have the ability to decide which malachas on Chol HaMoed are Asr are going to be mutter. So again, so it's a machlekes rishonim if be'etzem if the malacha is aser midaraisa or midrabanan. Very difficult to know what the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah is. A lot of different stiras, a lot of different mashmais. If it's not very clear, they don't ever explicitly tell us if the malacha is aser midaraisa or midrabanan. It's the Beis Yosef in the beginning of Hilchos Chol HaMoed that he says it's daraisa. Other places it's mashma and Shulchan Aruch that it's the rabanan. So it's not very clear, but it's machlekes rishonim if malacha is aser midaraisa midrabanan. Either way, the Rabbanan had the ability to give a certain heterim, and they did, as we'll see throughout the Masechta. There are five main categories of heterim that Chazal gave to Malacha on Chol HaMoed. So again, the status quo when learning Hilchos Chol HaMoed is that Malacha on Chol HaMoed is Aser. We have drushas, maybe asmachtos. Malacha on Chol HaMoed is aser. There are five main categories of heterim, and they're pretty liberal. A lot of things end up being mutter through these five categories, but it has to fit into one of these five categories. If a person has a malacha that does not fit into one of these five categories, it's going to be aser to do that malacha. Again, certain exceptions, every rule has exceptions, but for the most part, it's going to be aser to do that malacha on Chol HaMoed. So what are these five categories? Number one, the first category, it's the first one that we'll discuss in this Masechta, is the heter of Davar HaAved. If someone is going to suffer from a financial loss from not being able to perform a malacha, so then Chazal gave a heter to perform that malacha on Chol HaMoed. That's the heter of Davar Aved. Each one will discuss in its place in the Masechta. We'll just outline it briefly now. So Davar Aved, that's one heter to avoid a financial loss. Another heter is Eichel Nefesh. L'tzarech Eichel Nefesh, a person is allowed to do malacha, like cooking and different things. He's allowed to do malacha, L'tzarech Eichel Nefesh. A third heter is Tzarech HaMoed, meaning even if it's not Eichel Nefesh, it's not food related, other non-food related tzrachim, that also has a heter to perform malacha on Chol HaMoed, as long as we define it as an actual tzarech. Again, the details will have to be discussed in its place. Number four is a payol she'ein loy ma yoichal, a worker who doesn't have pasha bread and water, he doesn't have anything to eat or drink, so for such a person, he's allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, even if it's not l'tzarech HaMoed, even if it's not a davar aved, pasha to have money to be able to afford bread and water, he's allowed to do any sort of malacha. That's the fourth heter. And then the fifth heter is tzarchei rabbim, is that it's mutter to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, even if it's not a tzarech HaMoed, even if it's not a davar aved. If it's tzarchei rabbim, if it's to help the tzibur, which again we'll have to discuss the details of that heter in its place, but those are the five main categories of heterim. Now it's important as we go through the Masechta to know which category something is part of, because there are different details that apply to each category. L'mashal, when it comes to Eichel Nefesh, so for Tzarche Eichel Nefesh, a person is even allowed to do a Maisa Uman. He's allowed to do even a very skilled malacha, a professional malacha. Let's say a person needs the lights on in his dining room. He needs to hire a professional technician, electrician to fix the lights. He's allowed to do that. For Tzarche Eichel Nefesh, a person is allowed to employ even a Maisa Uman. However, when it comes to, let's say, other Tzarche Amayid, when it comes to doing malacha that's a non-food related tzarech, a person is not allowed to do He's not allowed to do malacha with malachas uman. He has to use a shinoi. He has to be non-professional. And there's other details also. Certain malachas are mutter only if they're done privately. Certain malachas can be done even beferhesia. Certain malachas you're allowed to even intentionally plan to do that malacha on Chol HaMoed. Certain malachas, ideally, you have to do it before Chol HaMoed, before Yom Tov. So the details of each one, it's important to know which category something falls into, because as we'll learn, the details of each category are actually different. So again, the first heter that this Masechta is going to discuss is the heter of Davar Ha'aved, the heter of Malacha to prevent a financial loss. So just to briefly outline just some basic halachis of Davar Ha'aved, is that a person is allowed to do malacha for a davar aved even if it's not l'tzarech hamayid, right? It's a separate heter. There's one heter to do malacha when it's for the tzarech hamayid. There's another heter, even if a person does not need this item l'tzarech hamayid, but it's going to get ruined if he doesn't do a certain malacha, he's allowed to do malacha to prevent a financial loss, even if he doesn't need it on Chol HaMoed. He doesn't need it at all on Yom Tov. It's not l'tzarech hamayid. Afal pikin, it's mutter to do a malacha to prevent a financial loss. However, as we'll see in the Mishnah, it's only mutter to perform a malacha to prevent a davar aved if it doesn't involve a tircha yaseira. It doesn't involve too much work. Once it involves a tircha yaseira, if it involves too much work, so then it's aser to perform even a davar aved. Now it's difficult to say that as a klal, that tircha yaseira is aser, because the ma'isa we find in the Rishayim, and even in Chazal, many exceptions, that sometimes something could be a tircha yaseira, and afal pikin it's mutter l'tzarech a davar aved. For example, if there's hefsid merubah, we'll see later in the Gemara that for hefsid merubah, so the bar is raised, so then a person could do even a larger amount of tircha when there's a larger amount of hefsid at on the line. So it's not really an ironclad rule that that tircha yaseira is aser, but that's a general rule. It is a general rule that is said, as we'll see in the Mishnah, that tircha yaseira for a davar aved is going to be aser. And now just to explain the reasoning behind these halachis, the way the Ritva explains it on Daf Yud Gimel, the Ritva explains that the whole reason why malacha is aser on Chol HaMoed is because Hashem, or the Rabbanan, they wanted us to not be doing work on Chol HaMoed. They wanted us to enjoy the Yom Tov. There's a mitzvah of Zamachta B'Chagecha, is all 7 days, even on Chol HaMoed. We have a mitzvah to enjoy the Yom Tov, to have Simchas Yom Tov. And the Chazal were concerned that if a person, or the Torah was concerned that if a person would be busy doing Malacha the entire time throughout Chol HaMoed, so it's going to distract and take him away from his Simchas Yom Tov. So therefore, malacha on Chol HaMoed is asur. We'll see in the Gemara that the Gemara says as an expression like this, that malacha on Chol HaMoed is asur because of the tircha that it involves. It's not be'etzim the malacha that's asur, it's the tircha that's in, that the malacha requires. Because that tircha, when a person has to be tireach, that takes him away from his simchas yamtif. As a result, says the Ritva, now we can understand why a Dav HaRavid is mutter. You want to know why a Dav HaRavid is mutter? Because when it comes to a Dav HaRavid, if we would tell the person that he's not allowed to do the malacha, that's going to take him away from his Simchas Yamtif. Refraining from doing malacha will take him away from his Simchas Yamtif more than doing the malacha. So therefore, when it's a Dav HaRavid, it's mutter to do malacha. Now, if it's going to be Tircha Yisera, if it's going to be a lot of Tircha, so then that's going to be a more of an issue with his Simchas Yamtif, unless it's a big loss, and then not doing the malacha will be the bigger concern. And that's the cheshbon that the Ritva makes, that it's all tully in not taking away a person from his Simchas Yamtif. With that, let's jump right in. Says the Mishnah that mashkin beis hashlachin b'mayid. A person is allowed to water a beis hashlachin b'mayid u'bashvias. So what's a beis hashlachin? A beis hashlachin is a field that, for example, is in the middle of the hill. So being that it's on the middle of the hill, so when it rains, it gets some of the rainwater, but it doesn't trap it in, because the rainwater is just dripping down, it goes to the bottom of the hill, it goes to the bottom of the mountain. So this field, it's on the side of the hill, so it doesn't get as much rainwater. As a result, it needs irrigation, it needs to be irrigated, it needs human intervention, it needs you to water it in order for it to survive, otherwise it's just going to dry out. So being that it needs your help, it needs to be irrigated, so even though irrigating a field is asr on Shabbos, it's asr on Yom Tov, it's a malacha, on Chol HaMoed to prevent a davar ave, since it's a beis hashlachin, it needs you. Without you, it's going to get ruined. So therefore, it's mutter to be mashkin beis hashlachin b'mayid u'bashvias, also on Shemitah. There's this heter, even though typically you're not allowed to do avodas karka, this is a heter. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. But also in Chol HaMoed, so it has this heter alts davra aved. Now it's important to point out over here that if you think about it, when are the fruits going to grow? If you're watering this beis hashlachin, so when are the fruits in this field going to grow? They're mistama not going to grow within the next few days. They're only going to grow after Yom Tov. So it's really already from this line of the Mishnah that you see that a davar aved is mutter on Chol HaMoed. It's mutter to perform malacha to prevent the financial loss, even if it's not letzarech hamayid. This malacha cannot be considered letzarech hamayid. You're not going to be eating the produce on Yom Tov, on Chol HaMoed. The heter is davar aved, even though it's not letzarech hamayid. That's the heter. The nafkamina would be like, let's say a person has a freezer that breaks on Yom Tov or on Chol HaMoed. He has a freezer. He wants to fix the freezer. Otherwise, all the food that's in his freezer are going to spoil. They're going to get ruined. The ice cream's going to melt. Now, let's say this person has no intentions of eating that ice cream on Yom Tov, for whatever reason. Crazy guy, right? He's not planning on eating that ice cream. He's not planning on eating the food that's in the freezer. So, is he allowed to do malacha to prevent the loss, to prevent the food from spoiling? Is he allowed to hire someone to fix the freezer? So, we see from this Mishnah that yes, even though it's not letzarech hamayid, to prevent a financial loss, a davar aved, it's mutter to perform malacha on Chol HaMoed. So again, so that's the Mishnah, mashkin beis hashlachin b'mayid u'bashvias. A person is allowed to water irrigation field of beis hashlachin on Chol HaMoed and on Shemitah. And it's bein b'mayon sheyatza b'tchila, and bein b'mayon shelo yatza b'tchila. When he waters it, he could either use a spring of water that it was already yatza b'tchila. This is not the first time that it's not the first time that it's being used. And bein mimayin shelo yatza mitchila. And even from a well, that it's not the first time it's being used. Whichever one it is, it's mutter to use such a well. The chiddush, as we'll see in the Gemara, is that by a mayin shelo yatza mitchila, so it's the first time it's being used, so you might be concerned that maybe the mayon is not gonna, it's not gonna stand, maybe the walls of the mayon are gonna cave in, and then this person is gonna be tireach to fix it. That would be considered a tircha yisera, which is asr on Chol HaMoed, even for a davar aved. And therefore you might say, you might have thought to say that to use a well, to use a spring rather, that hasn't been used yet, so maybe you should be concerned that maybe it's going to break and you're going to come to fix it. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that no, it's mutter. You could use a mayan sheyatza betchila or bei mimayan shelo yatza betchila. Aval, says the Mishnah, ein mashken loy mimei geshamim v'loy mimei akiloin. But you're not allowed to use water that was collected from rainwater or water that's inside of a pit. In both of these cases, the way to water the field from such water would be for you to take a bucket, a pail, and to go collect the water and bring it back and forth to your field. Eventually the water level is going to go down, you're going to have to mamish bend down and get down in there to get some more water. That's already considered a tircha yesera. So even though it's mutter to do malacha for a davara aved, you're allowed to wash, you're allowed to water the base ashlachin, you're not allowed to use megashamim or meyakilain, because that's going to be a tircha yesera. And like we said, even though malacha and chalamayit is mutter for a davara aved, it's not mutter to do you're not allowed to make different ditches, a big ditch around a grapevine, which is something that a person, a farmer would normally do, or someone who has a grapevine would normally do, in order so that there should be collected water right by the grapevine. On Chalamayit, you're not allowed to do that because that involves a Tircha Yesera. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, "In aysen esa ama betchila b'mayed ubashvias." That you're not allowed to make a water canal for the first time, dig out a new canal in order to make a system to transport water from a bigger body of water. You're not allowed to make a new canal on Chol HaMoed or on Shemitah. On Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to, because of Tircha Yesera. To make a new canal, that would be Tircha Yesera. So Rashi Ksav Yad explains. And on Shemitah, that we'll have to see in the Gemara. I mean, on Shemitah, there's no Isra of Tircha Yesera. So what would be the Isra of Shemitah? We'll see that in the Gemara, why Shemitah is Aser. But on Chol HaMoed, we understand that you can't make a new canal because of Tircha Yesera. The Chachamim Aimrim, Aysen Esa Ama Betchila Beshvias. They say that no, you are allowed to dig a new canal on Shemitah. There's nothing wrong. We'll have to see why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds it's a problem. The Chachamim say it's not a problem. On Shemitah, you could dig out a new canal for Shemitah. Chol HaMoed, not. Chol HaMoed, that would be Tircha Yesera, but on Shemitah, you're allowed to. If you have a canal that was already dug out, and then some things fell into it, there's some stones, let's say, that fell into the canal, so you want to remove the stones, so that's mutter, that's not a tircha yesera. You are allowed to fix the broken canals on Chol HaMoed, meaning the canals that things fell into, that's not going to be a tircha yesera, and therefore, that's going to be mutter. Now, before we continue, it's interesting to point out another chiddush that you see from this line of the Mishnah, that you could fix the broken canal on Chol HaMoed, that if you think about it, where's the Davara Aved over here? Why are you doing Malacha? Because you need to water your field. You have a Beis HaShlachin, and if you don't water it, it's going to get ruined. So now what are you doing? You want to fix a canal. The canal is not the Davara Aved, the field is the Davara Aved. You're doing Malacha here, not on your field. Before we had it, you could do Malacha on your field. You could water your field to prevent a Davara Aved. From here in the Mishnah, you see that not only are you allowed to do Malacha at the actual site of the Davara Aved, you could even fix the canal, which is not really directly related. There's no intrinsic connection between the canal and your field. And afal pikein, it's mutter to do malacha to prevent a davara aved on your field. So that's what the Pesach can point out, that you see that the heter of davara aved allows you to even do malacha that's indirectly related. So lamashal, the bir halacha, and simen taf kuf, lamed tes, and sif dalid, the bir halacha says that let's say a person, he has a mortgage, and his mortgage is due, and if he doesn't pay it on time, he's going to get a big kenas. He's going to get a big fee. There's going to be a lot of interest. So he's allowed to do malacha. He could do what I'd say he's a shoemaker, whatever it is. He could do malacha on Chol HaMoed to make money so that he could pay off his mortgage and not get hit with the big fine. So because that's a davar aved. So even though the malacha is not being done with the actual davar aved, it's completely, it's not related at all. It's indirectly related. Still, you see from this line of the Mishnah that you're allowed to do malacha even that's indirectly related to prevent the davar aved. Continues the Mishnah now, and now we're going to move on to the heter of Tzarchei Rabbim, which we'll leave really our discussion of Tzarchei Rabbim. We'll discuss more maybe when we get to Daf Hei Amud Aleph, but we'll read the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, "Umesaknen es kalkulei hamayim shebershus harabim." If you have places where they had water that was gathered together, a bar of water, a pit of water, so that people could go ahead and drink from its waters, and it got ruined on Chol HaMoed, so that's Tzarchei Rabbim. You're allowed to fix that pit on Chol HaMoed. V'chayta tenaisai, and you could clean it out if it got dirty.
or things fell into it. Umesachten es adrachim, you could fix the roads, ves arachayvais, and the town square, ves mikvais hamayim, the mikvais in the city, ve'ais and kol tzarchi arabim, you could do any sort of tzarchi arabim, achalamayid, umetzainen es akvarais, you could be metzayin the kvarais to put some, pour some lime around the place where someone is buried, this way kehanim know that they're not allowed to, walk there. Ve'yaitz and af ala klayim, and they, Bezdin would also send shluchim to go out and to tell people and to make sure nobody had kilayim. So even though people already, they already sent shluchim out on Tesvav Adar, like we had in Misach Hashkalim, Afal Pikein, they also go out, we also had in Misach Megillah, but they also go out even on Chol HaMoed, they go out again to uproot people's kilayim if they have kilayim being planted in their field. So again, so that's the Heter Tzarchei Rabim. So the mission discussed two Heterim, Davar Avid and Tzarchei Rabim. For the next few blah, we're really going to focus more on Davar Avid. Says the Gemara now, Hash the Yesh Loimar Mimayin Shiyatza Betchila Da Asilin Pule Mashkin. Now that we said that you're allowed to do malacha on a spring, Shiyatza Betchila. So it could be I read it wrong way. I read the Mishnah. I think I read Yatza Betchila means that it already was used before, and Lo Yatza Betchila means it wasn't used before. Now the Gemara is clear that no, Yatza Betchila means that now is its first time going. Lo Yatza Betchila means that now is not its first time going. It was already used before. So says the Gemara now, the Mishnah started off telling us that you're allowed to use a Mayan Shiyatza Betchila. That you're allowed to use a Mayan even though now is its first time being used. And what's the Chiddush of that? Da Asilin Pule. Because it might fall in, it might cave in, the walls might cave in, you might come to fix it, that would be a Tirchi Yaseira. And Afal Pikein, the Mishnah says, that Mashkin, you're allowed to use such a spring. You could use a spring even though now is its first time being used. So Mimayin Shalo Yatza Betchila, Deloy Asilin Pule, Mibayo. So is the Mishnah, does the Mishnah need to tell us that you're also allowed to use a spring that now is it's not its first time being used, it was already used before? Of course that's motzer. You could even use a spring that now is its first time being used. Of course you could use a spring that now is not its first time being used. So what's the chiddush of a mayan shelo yatza betchila? Says the Gemara Amri, they explained that it's trach, you need it. Because itan a mayan shiyatza betchila, if the Mishnah would have just told us the din of a spring that now is its first time being used, and afal pikein, you're allowed to use it to water your beis hashlachin to prevent the davar avid, have a mina hachahu the beis hashlachin and the beis habaaloi. I would have said, you want to know why in this case, you're only allowed to make, meaning, really bad, so we could, a little bit of background, is that the Mishnah is clear that the only heter to water the field over here is to water a beis hashlachin, the field that's on the side of the hill, because it needs your water, it needs your intervention, so it's a davar aved. But the field that's, let's say, on the bottom of the mountain, that gets adequate rainwater, it doesn't need your intervention, so that's not a davar aved, so that you're not allowed to water it on Chol HaMoed. That's the diak of the Mishnah. So now, if the Mishnah would have just spoken about a spring that now is its first time being used, I would have said that's why there's only a heter for a beis hashlachin, for a field that needs your intervention, because you're using a spring that's being used for the first time. Be'etzem, it's problematic to use this spring. We give you a special heter to use it for a beis hashlachin. Misham da asilin pule, even though there's a concern of asilin pule. Of a mayon shelo yatza betchila, but when it comes to a mayon, a spring, that now is not its first time being used. It's been used before. The lo yatzilin pule. I don't have to be concerned that maybe the walls are going to cave in. So then ema afilu beis habaal nami. So then maybe you could even use such a spring to water even a beis habaal, which doesn't be'etzem need your intervention. It gets adequate rainwater. Kamash molon, that's the chiddush the Mishnah, that even though that loishna mayin shiyatza betchila v'loishna mayin shlo yatza betchila, that with regards to these halachas, there is no difference between a spring that now is its first time being used and a spring that's been used before. Beis hashlochen in beis habaaloi. The only heter ever to water a field on Chol HaMoed is dafka by a beis hashlochen, an irrigate a field that needs your intervention. It needs to be irrigated, and it's not. It it doesn't have enough rainwater, but the Beis HaBaal, a field that's on the bottom of the mountain, it gets enough rainwater, it doesn't need your intervention, so then you're never allowed to water such a field on Chol HaMoed. Now we'll see in the Hemshech of the Gemara that there's a chiddush in this. This that you're not allowed to water a Beis HaBaal is a chiddush, because if you think about it, a Beis HaBaal also gets benefit when you water it. The fruits are much juicier, they're much sweeter, they're much better, they're better fruits when you water it. So if you don't water this Beis HaBaal, so then you're going to be losing out on the better fruits. If you would have watered it, you would have had more expensive fruits. Now you're going to have very cheap fruits. You're going to make much less money off of them. So really you could say that a Beis HaBaal is also in a sense a davara aved. So why isn't it mutter to water a stay Beis HaBaal? Why aren't you allowed to water a Beis HaBaal on Chol HaMoed? The answer is, and what we'll see in the Hemshech of the Gemara, is that davara aved means that you have something that you're going to lose. If you have something that you're going to lose, it's a davar aved, that's when you have a heter to do mulacha on Chol HaMoed. But menias revach, a prevention of profit, that's not a heter. That's not considered a loss. There's a difference between a loss, which is a loss from the principal, and a loss of profit. Loss of profit does not give you a heter to do mulacha on Chol HaMoed. It's true, a Beis HaBaal, if you water it, the fruits will be better. But it's not like if you're going to lose out on the keren. You're not going to lose on the principal if you don't water it. You're just going to lose on the profit. That's not a heter. That does not give you a heter to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. So like Lamashal, when it comes to going to work on Chol HaMoed, if a person wants to go to work because otherwise he's going to lose out on all the potential buyers that he has during Chol HaMoed, that's not a heter to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. That's just menias revach. It's a loss of profit. However, if he has a concern that maybe he's going to lose his job if he doesn't go to work, or maybe he's going to lose out on some of his customers, so maybe that would already at sometimes be considered a davar avid, that would give a heter to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. But menias revach, like watering a stay Beis HaBaal, that is not a heter to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. Now says the Gemara, so we said this difference between a Beis HaShlachin and a Beis HaBaal. Now the Beis HaShlachin is a field that is thirsty, so to speak. It doesn't get enough rainwater. And a Beis HaBaal is a field that it gets already enough rainwater. It's, so to speak, satiated already. It gets enough rainwater. So says the Gemara, Umay mashma dahai Beis HaShlachin lichna ditzachusahi. Where do we get it from, this expression of a stay Beis HaShlachin? The Beis HaShlachin is a lashon of tzachusa, of being thirsty, that it needs more water. Where do we get this from? Says the Gemara Dichsev, we get it from Targum. The Pasuk says, Va'ata Oye Ve'ageya. It says that you were thirsty and you were tired. Umitargarminon, Va'at Mishalhe Ve'lo'e. That you were thirsty, the Targum uses the lashon of Mishalhe. Now, a hey and a ches are often interchangeable. So Mishalhe could be read Mishalhe. So Mishalhe is a lashon of Oyev, is a lashon of thirsty. Umay mashma dahai Beis HaBaal lishna demiatfusahi. Now how do we know that Beis HaBaal, Baal is the lashon of being satiated, that it has already enough rainwater? Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, and here also we'll bring a raya from the Targum, the Pasuk says, ki yivah bachar besula. It says when a bachar is together with a besula, umetargaminon, and Targum says, are kema demitusav ulem in besusa, yisyasvun begaveich benayich. That just like a bacher, he's satiated when he's with the basula, so too your children will be satisfied with you, they're going to be satiated with you. So you see, baal is a lashon of satiation, that's where we get these terminology, these two different words from. A Beis HaShlachin is a field that's thirsty and needs your intervention, it needs to be water, and a Beis HaBaal is a field that already has enough water. We'll just do a few more lines. Says the Gemara, man tana de pseida in harvachaloi. Who is the Tan of our Mishnah who says that you're only allowed to water a Beis HaShlachin because that's going to give a loss? That's a davar aved. But harvacha loy, if it's just to help you with profit, like to water a Beis HaBaal, so that's not a heter to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. And va'afila b'makim seda, and even when there is a financial loss at stake, like by a Beis HaShlachin, mitrach nami loy tarchinan. You can't do a tircha yaseira. You can't be overly tireach. I mean, those are really the klalim that comes out from our Mishnah. That you're allowed to water, you're allowed to water a beis hashlachin, only a beis hashlachin, not a beis habal, because only when it's a davar ave, not if it's just menias revach. So you're only allowed to water a beis hashlachin, and even the heter to water the beis hashlachin, the Mishnah was mavur, that you can't do a tirchi yaseira. You're only allowed to do it in a way that it doesn't involve a tirchi yaseira. So who is the tan of our Mishnah? So says the Gemara, attempt number one, Amar Rav Huna, it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakovi. The Tan of the Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That now we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Aymer, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said that Moishkin Asamayim Mi'ilon Le'ilon. You're allowed to, if let's say you have a tree that has a lot of water by it, so you could pull the water, you could make some sort of system to get the water from one tree to the next tree. Taisa says because trees are like a beis hashlachim, they need your intervention, they need to be watered. It's a davara avid, and therefore you're allowed to do malacha to get the water from one tree to another tree. Ubilvad shel yashke as hasadei kula, but you're not allowed to water the entire field. Rashi says we're discussing a stay base habal, so it's not a davara avid, so you're not allowed to water the entire field. So you see from here, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is clear that you're allowed to do malacha for a davara avid for trees, but you're not allowed to do malacha for menias revach for the stay base habal. So mamish like our Mishnah. Well, says the Gemara, I mean, that includes one of the chidushim of our Mishnah, but Emer d'shamis leil Rabbi Eliezer, what do you see from Rabbi Eliezer? Only that harvach aloi. You only see that first chidush, that you're allowed to do malacha only for a davar aved and not for harvacha. But tircha b'makim seidam ishamis leil, do you see that second chidush? You don't see anywhere that Rabbi Eliezer holds that second chidush, that you're, even for a davar aved, you're not allowed to do a tircha yisera. So it could be Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds like that, it could be he agrees with our Mishnah, but you don't see it from what he said in this Mishnah. We want to find a Tana that Mamish says both Chidushim of our Mishnah Lahedya. Number one, that it's only mutter to do malacha for a davara aved and not for a harvacha. And number two, that even for a davara aved, you're not allowed to do a tircha yaseira. So that's not something that we found yet. That we'll have to come to in the following Shir Bezus Hashem to find a Tana that says Mamish like these two Chidushim of our Mishnah.